views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools, empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area. You might be listening on WBLQ in New York, Connecticut, or Rhode Island, or perhaps you're listening somewhere across the United States on Cable Radio Network, one of the 35 stations in Australia. Hello, Australia! Or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from, you're going to be glad you joined us here today because we're going to have a fun and important conversation. But before we get started with our wonderful guest that we have scheduled for today, I would like to say hello to my better half in the studio, Benny Mathers.
Hey, good day. And I would expect you to work on your Australian accent or maybe a good day, you know, No, you don't even want to try?
No, I remember back in the days when I was in my 20s, I used to be involved in community theater and I used to love acting. And I got a role in...
What? You're a thespian?
Yes.
What?
Yes, guilty,
oh, this guilty, is great.
Yes.
I know so I, much I, more about you.
I know.
Oh,
you know, you hear former research statistician, you think boring as all get out,
hey,
right?
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, but in my... free time, mm-hmm. I also like...
Right, quote-unquote, free time.
Free time. Right, right. I was a thespian, and I also read books on, you know, spirituality.
Yeah.
Some really weird stuff, you know, back in those days.
So, wow.
But, I had to learn a British accent. And
okay.
I, mm-hmm. I actually got dialect tapes. That tells you how long ago it was, because
sure.
They were on tape.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed lots of practice in order to pull that off.
It's always amazing, like, even we're American. I mean, obviously, up here in Seattle area, we have this, like, we even have a Northwesterner type language. And then you go to the South, like
uh-huh.
Texas and all that.
Which is where I'm from.
They're like,
from
where
Texas?
Are y'all from? And it's where
do
you think we're from? We don't think we're from anywhere else but from Seattle. But we can definitely designate or figure out who or where they're from. But Australia, let's work on that one.
Okay. Well, I'll
practice.
Because
you are a thespian. I want to make you.
I'll practice on that
Come
one.
On.
Yeah.
I think it'd be
and
great.
It's so nice to be here again this week. Although last week, you know, I was a little AWOL. We did a replay of Matt Kahn. Now, if you happen to listen to the replay, good for you. If you haven't listened to that Matt Kahn interview, I encourage you to get onto my website, stellarreflections.com, on the radio show page and listen to it. He is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you heard it for a second time, you're probably really glad that you listened to it again because he's got such depth.
We resonated really well with him. Of course, when he's in the studio, it's even like tenfold on what he describes. And you can just feel how he imagines the life that he experiences and what he can describe for others. I honestly thought the reason why you weren't here is because your birthday week extended a little further.
No,
that wasn't it.
Although, you know, I did have some fun because I went to Penny Pierce's workshop last Friday at Women of Wisdom.
Yeah.
Gosh,
wow.
I can't talk and I'm on radio. And if, you know, Penny Pierce has been on our show multiple
times. Yeah.
And she is amazing. You know, she's the author of her most recent book is Leap of Perception. And I was so grateful to do that. And I actually got to connect with her over the weekend and had dinner with her. I had a session with her. It was a fabulous time. But I missed my listeners. I missed getting to do a show. And I'm so glad to be here this week.
Oh, we missed you, too.
So anyway, speaking of fun, we are going to be looking at life through some different kind of glasses this week. And I'm so grateful for this. You know, I'm going to be talking with an Amazon best-selling author, and she talks about manifesting and living life in a totally different way than many of the people out there. Her name is Marnie K. Macrodakis. I think I achieved the pronunciation of her name.
It.
She is the author of this latest book, Hop, Skip, Jump. She's the founder of an online community, ArtellaLand.com, and Her first book, Creating Time, Using Creativity to Reinvent the Clock and Reclaim Your Life, hit number one on Amazon's bestseller list in several categories. She lives in Dallas, Texas. I'm from Fort Worth originally, so, you know, we're kind of like in that same vibe.
Is that where
vibe.
You were the thespian?
No, that was actually
somewhere else.
Massachusetts and New Jersey.
Because he had a Bostonian accent.
I've gotten around this country, let me tell you. That sounds bad, doesn't it?
I was going to let you have that and just move right on to Marty.
Oh, anyway, I'm so grateful to have her here today. Marty Makradakis, welcome to the Christine Epchurch Show.
You are just too fun. I was a thespian, too.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Oh, my gosh, this is too fun. And my funny dialect story is that I spent, I don't know how long, studying what they called transatlantic. Did you ever learn that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so it's the dialect that, like, they used in the, you know, the movies in the 30s and 40s. And it was a blending of an American accent and a British accent.
Right.
And it's often used in Shakespearean acting. So I took this class and, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, oh, yeah, that came in handy. But it did. My son got really excited about the Night at the Museum movie with Amelia Earhart, where Amy Adams. And so I could do the dialect that she did, and I could just come to light and be Amelia Earhart, and he just freaked out.
It was that's great.
That's
and
so
I was
cool.
Like, yes, that class paid off. So you never know when those dialect classes will come in handy.
Mom impressed her son, and that's you know, counts for a lot.
Totally. Totally. I said, "Why, hello there. How are you doing today?" And he was like, "What?"
Oh, you know, Marnie, I absolutely love your approach to, well, you know, we're talking about approach to manifesting. It's hop, skip, jump, 75 ways to playfully manifest a meaningful life. Now, first of all, you know, I often hear things and read things in terms of seriousness of manifesting, you know, getting quiet, envisioning what you want to manifest, you know, getting yourself into that vibration is like a very heady, deep, you know, serious kind of meditative thing. And you take a different approach. And I just love this. Why include play in the process of manifesting?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, Christine, that manifesting is very serious.
Yeah.
And we meditate and we visualize and we align. Yeah. And it can be a lot of it actually kind of can feel like work, you know, that we're supposed to be doing this attraction stuff. And, you know, it can actually, you know, feel sort of arduous and, you know, what in the world is that about? How does that help us? And so I think that really so much in life, we have this both individual and a collective agreement that we've bought into that if it's hard, if it's work, then that means it's valuable.
Right.
You know, that means we're doing something right if we're working at it.
Uh-huh.
And so I love to take a different approach that is all about play. And anything that feels like hard work, how can we turn that into something that really feels like easy, smooth, rambunctious play? And that definitely holds true for manifesting. Let's play with what we can make happen instead of, you know, making it serious and quiet and heavy.
Is it just because it makes it more pleasant, or are there other reasons?
I think there are a couple of things. One, it changes. I mean, if manifesting really is all about, you know, vibration, obviously your vibration is going to be much higher when you're having fun. You know, we gravitate towards the things that are pleasurable. We, you know, we have these impulses that are fight or flight that, you know, help us move when we're under stress or when fear can become a motivator. But pleasure really is a greater motivator than fear.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And so when there's something that we are enjoying, we're much more likely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're much more likely to put energy there. And then the energy and the motion that we bring to that activity is just totally different than when we're slogging through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we think of the things that we've been wanting to do, or, you know, we all have that long list of things that, yeah, I've said I was going to do this or I wanted to do this. You can even just tell by the tone of somebody's voice. It can be obvious why they're not doing it. Yeah, I haven't done the tutorials yet. Well, of course you haven't done the tutorials. Listen to how miserable it sounds. Right, why would you want to do the tutorials, you know? Why would you want to go find a new place to live when it sounds so heavy? Mm-hmm. So I think that not only is it just more fun to tap into play, it changes the way that we think. Play is the way that we access creativity and the possibilities that aren't obvious to us. I like to think that when we have a question or a challenge and we think of all the possibilities of the way that this possibly could play out, I like to think, what if the possibilities I can think of are only 2% of what actually exists? And if I let myself go in a whole different way and open up to play and possibilities, what if there's 98% more that I couldn't even imagine? And that's where play gets us to. So I think that it really opens up both our energy as well as just our creativity and our superpower for coming up with solutions. Really taps into that.
Yeah. But it seems to me that there, you know, there are a couple of issues. One is it's more fun, yes, and it can be more effective. But there's this other issue of people feeling undeserving of getting into this space.
Mm-hmm. The space of play, right?
Yes, the space of enjoyment.
Yeah, the space of enjoyment. Yeah, I think that that's a real issue, and that's where we have that connection to, you know, well, if you're working hard, that means that it's good. You know, we have these work ethics and, you know, we admire the people who are, you know, are staying up working all night or really got their nose to the, you know, the grindstone.
Right, right.
And a lot of that comes from childhood. It can be really interesting to look back and think about when your relationship to play changed.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can actually pinpoint something very specific, a message that they got either from a person or something that they observed in their family or at school. And for others, there's not a specific instance, but there is kind of a sense of remembering, oh, here's when I started to put more pressure on myself or more pressure was put upon me. I think that most of us or most people today associate play as being the polar opposite of productivity. And that's where it gets tricky, because it feels like play is just something that is indulgent. It's just something to do, you know, after the work is done.
Right.
It's something that has no purpose. When in fact, if we can bring a play into whatever we want, whatever we're focusing on in our lives, we can actually be more productive. And that's what Hop, Skip, Jump is all about. It's blending play and productivity together rather than having them on opposite sides of this spectrum as we move through our daily life.
Yes. And I want to hear all about the hop part, the skip part, and the jump part. But we have to go to a quick break. But more with Marnie Makridakis when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Welcome back to the Christine Eptert Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Marnie Makridakis. Did I say it? Okay.
You got it there.
Hop, skip, and jump. You know, 75 ways to playfully manifest a meaningful life. Now, you know, before the break, you were just talking about how playfulness helps with productivity. It helps us with our creativity. It helps us with our connection to that flow. So how do we go from this mentality that we've been, you know, trained since we were in, you know, in diapers just about that work should be about struggle, strife to achieve, and get into this playful realm of creating and manifesting?
Well, I actually, the hop, skip, jump came, the format came because I wanted to make it really easy to have what I think of as playful portals. You know, it's hard to just say I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to just have a playful life and I'm going to follow a play ethic instead of a work ethic. You know, that's like a big, massive change, whereas we can do really subtle things to just find playful entrances. And so that's what I mean by playful portals, is what's just a little entrance point that makes this a little more lighthearted, a little more playful, a little more silly. You know, if I go in with a gig with an organization, you know, we might play Twister before the meeting
starts. That's great.
You know, and then there are things that individuals can do, you know, to just bring that playful spirit in small little ways. Uh-huh. And so my hope is that we have a book of 75 different things so that you can open up to any page. They're really short, so they're, you know, they're easy to read and grasp. And have a way to enter into a little bit of play. So I think, mm-hmm. to answer your question about how do we get into this realm, I think it takes doing it. You know, what the issue with a lot of play theory books out there, it's wonderful that there's research done in this field and there's some, you know, great information about play, uh-huh. but a lot of those books are actually pretty serious.
Right.
And so this book is really all about getting you playing, you know, whether that means tossing a frisbee at lunch, or whether it means, you know, making a paper doll to sit with you in your, you know, in your dashboard in your car, or whether it means creating an imaginary board meeting of famous people from the past and the present, and having a meeting with them and sitting around and hearing what they might want to say to help you through your current challenge. So many ways to connect to play in easy ways. And then once you do it, you see, oh, wow, this works. This thing that I was so blocked about, now it was easy. Now it was fun. Okay, I want more. And I found that's what helps, is just trying it and doing it.
Great. So what's the difference between hopping, skipping, and jumping?
Okay, so I see hop, skip, jump as three different phases of the manifestation process. And by manifestation process, really that's just sort of a fancy way of saying creating anything you want, you know, making something happen, whether it's, you know, getting a new job, or reaching a health goal, or, you know, making the ideal chai latte. It's whatever you want to make and create. That's what we're talking about when we're saying manifesting. So I break this down into three different phases that we go through when we make something happen. The hop phase is the place that's all about brainstorming and visioning and really getting a sense of the details and imagining and planning. It's that juicy place where we're just really feeling into what this idea could be and getting it all alive in our head in that visionary way. The skip phase is all about exploring and experimenting and trying new things and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And, ooh, let me try that. Ah, I don't like that. I'll stop doing that. Just really having that freedom to just roam around and experiment and play within that place of whatever we're working on. And then the jump phase is the phase that is all about conscious action, completion, commitment. And so all three of these phases work together, play together, blend together to give us the most fully satisfying and effective experience in making something happen. So Hop, Skip, Jump, the book, is broken down into these three sections, so that anytime you're wanting to activate one of those particular phases, you can dive right in and grab a playful way to do it.
So for each of us as individuals, do we tend to have strengths and weaknesses in terms of which phase we're good at and which phase we're not so good at?
Yes. So the book starts with a quiz, and you can also find it on the Artella Land website, a quiz that helps you identify through 16 fun questions if your natural style is to hop or skip or jump, because most of us have one style, one approach, which is where we're most comfortable. You know, if we were left to our own devices, if we weren't trying to better ourselves or be more balanced or do what we think society says, this is where we would hang out. And knowing that is really helpful for a couple of reasons. First of all, it can be really helpful to acknowledge what we often might think of as a deficit in ourselves and really see the role that it plays in manifesting. People who are hoppers go through life hearing, you know, oh, you're such a dreamer, you never do anything, right?
Right, right.
And people who are skippers hear, you do too many things. When are you going to settle down? When are you going to pick? And then people who are jumpers hear, don't you ever think anything through? These are these things that we hold on to and see as deficits or as limitations. And by really seeing the role that they play in the manifesting process, and all of a sudden, wow, that really makes us really respect those aspects of ourselves.
Sure.
And also puts a really specific lens as we're looking for other ways to strengthen those other parts of us, whether that is really setting up ways to play in our other areas or mm-hmm. to find playmates, to to be collaborators, to help us balance out. You know, ideally, teams and collaborators, they work great when you've got different different people in these styles represented. So it can be really helpful to know where you are and where your least developed phase is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you know, I took the quiz, and although there's some balance between hopping and skipping, I think I'm more of a skipper, and you know, wasn't so strong in jumping. So I found it fascinating to sort of go through the quiz, and it's not always easy answering the questions one way or another, but mm-hmm. it is very informative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because one thing that I've heard from people who've been interested about their quiz results is often when they have had somebody else take the quiz for them on their behalf, someone who knows them really well, sometimes the results are different.
Oh,
and that can open up to a blind spot. You know, sometimes when we take the quiz, it's sort of answering from maybe how we're living our life right now, which might be very different than who we are and why we are.
Right, right. Because we'll have natural tendencies and then we'll have our sort of modus operandi, how we function on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, yes. And I'm full jump. I mean, in this 16-question quiz, I'm like 15 out of 16 jump.
Wow.
Which is great in terms of getting a lot of things done. However, I'm far more successful and pleased with my results when I amplify those hop and skip energies, you know, things that come more easily to you, for example, as the dreaming aspects of hop and the experimenting aspects of skip. When I bring those out in myself, that makes all the difference in the final results.
And you've got a whole lot of fun things to do to help us discover and experiment with and actually expand upon each of the stage, the hop, the skip, and the jump. And we're going to go to a quick break. But before we do, and you know, we're going to bring you back and talk more about this. But before we do, why don't you share with our listeners again how they can connect with you online and take this quiz?
Absolutely. So if you go to artellaland.com, and I'll spell it, it's A-R-T-E-L-L-A-L-A-N-D, artellaland.com, and then you can follow the link to take the quiz for Hop, Skip, Jump and find out if you are a hopper, skipper, or a jumper.
Great. More with Marnie Makridakis when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I make you do a handstand and take your baby by the heel and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in vines and I danced all days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said,
that's all day. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW Cable Radio Network and Transformation Talk Radio. Boy, lost my train of thought
there.
I was actually jumping ahead to talk about the popping sound. We're having so much fun here that, you know, the line was popping and Benny had to, like, you know, call
Marty
back.
I think preparation for Oscars this weekend, you know, everyone's getting their popcorn ready. They're, you know,
yeah, pop.
They're comfortable, you know, positions on the couches and they're, you know, lazy boys or whatever you want to call them.
I love the
Oscars.
It's
going to be a big day on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, I don't have cable at this point. So.
Oh, you can catch it on the internet somewhere.
I'm
or your
sure.
neighbor, just go knock over. Hey, say, you are a thespian. You could be some international, like, you know, wonderment. Just pop right in. Hello, I'm here to watch the Oscars. You know, right. I have no idea.
I think that only exists in the hop phase.
Marty
for
is
me.
Like, what are you doing? You, like, derailed from the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Back to the topic.
Hey, I'm just skipping all
yes.
around. That's what I do.
Yeah, hop, skip, and jump. Yep. Talking to Marnie Makridakis. She's the author of Hop, Skip, and Jump, and we're having lots of fun here today. And she's here to teach us that manifesting, the whole process from start to finish, can be playful and fun, and that actually enhances what we create. So, Marnie, can you give us some examples of some of the techniques and tools that you offer in the hop stage?
Absolutely. So in the hop stage, one of my favorite ones is about, it's really simple, but it's actually really effective. In the hop phase, part of what we want to activate is the beliefs that are really going along with our actions, right? Mm-hmm. And that any action that we take or that we don't take has a belief that goes along with it. And so part of really settling into that visioning stage is really checking in with our beliefs and seeing what's in alignment and what's not. And a fun way to reset the belief system is quite simply to take a big piece of paper and draw a reset button.
Oh, gosh.
And this is very simple, very silly, but, you know, I've done this with corporate executives to write the word reset, decorate this button, and then keep it where you can access it, you know, press it with your fist, let your whole body feel the embodiment of pressing a reset button for your beliefs.
Interesting.
So it just takes it rather than, you know, making it a mindful cognitive exercise of, yes, we must reset our beliefs, actually making something that you can interact with in a manipulative, tangible way and make a button for yourself. It could be a piece of paper. I've had people who've played with, you know, recycling old toys or, you know, turning fun things in their house into three-dimensional reset buttons. That's one of my favorite tools for HOP.
Cool. So you can get out the glitter, the felt, the old, you know, milk cartons, whatever it is you want to use, and, you know, go and say, oops, there's that belief, and then run over and hit the reset button?
Yes, that's exactly it. You might even need more than one. One in your car.
Oh, what fun.
One in your bed, one on your desk, one while you're washing the dishes.
So through that playful action of, the first of all, you have to have the awareness that you've got a belief system that's not serving you, right?
Right, right.
And then you find your way to your button and hit reset.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're saying that the combination of that awareness, that intention, and that physical action can help shift your beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just makes it, it puts it into your energy, into your body. Uh-huh. And you get to, you get to see what that feels like to actually press the reset button. And, you know, it's silly. You might roll your eyes, but hey, rolling your eyes is playful.
Right,
I always say
right.
That's a good thing. When I bring forward little playful tools and people are rolling their eyes, I say, yes, that's much more playful than staring into space.
Uh-huh. Right. So that's a great HOP one. Can you give us another example of another HOP tool or technique?
Yeah, let's see. Another HOP tool or technique is, since HOP is so much about that brainstorming and visioning and planning, a big piece of that phase is really aligning yourself with support systems and people who are there to support you and support whatever it is that you're wanting to bring forward. And so it can be really fun to look at the people in our lives through a lens of play and think of our friends, our associates, our collaborators, think of them as playmates.
Uh-huh.
In early childhood research, there are all these different kinds of play that it's been determined that little kids need. You know, they need parallel play and rough and tumble play and belonging play, and there are all these different
right.
kinds of playmates. So one of the exercises in the book is to take these different kinds of playmates and identify who holds these roles in your life, and then make little paper dolls of them so you know who are your rough and tumble playmates,
uh-huh.
you know, where you get to kind of just toss your ideas around without judgment. Who are your parallel playmates? These are people who are actually doing something similar to you.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually a great way to reframe competition or comparison by thinking of them as parallel playmates.
Right.
So looking at these different people, these individuals, through a playful lens is a great way to kind of mix up this idea of support and connections, personal connections in our lives, and all of a sudden, you know, see some of these relationships in a new light, and also see what kind of relationships you might be missing as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do you have an opening?
Right. Okay, so that's the HOP stage. They're like 25 different ones. They're fun ones, and I just have to mention that I love, like, at the end of every little section, you say haikoodle.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like a little exercise. And
yeah.
It's just like a play on words. I just love that. Haikoodle.
Yeah, the haikoodle is a little haiku poem that invites the reader to actually get some crayons and doodle right in the book. Draw right in the book what the haikoodle makes you think of.
Uh-huh.
And there are other little word games and top 10 lists, Dave Letterman style. And,
right.
You know, if you're having so much fun reading the book, you won't even realize how many pages you've read, which is really what play and productivity is all about. You know, when you're having so much fun playing, then you suddenly look up and say, whoa, look at all I got done.
Yeah.
I didn't even try.
Yeah. So the next stage is skip. So what are some techniques to kind of free that up and you know, get better at that?
Mm-hmm. So the one that comes to mind is literally following your magnetism to see where the heat is, because
uh-huh.
that's what skip is all about. People who are natural skippers, who just go, love to, you know, follow one fun thing and have a lot of different ideas and
uh-huh.
projects,
right.
sometimes they they can, they can get a bit of a bad rap because we hear about shiny object syndrome, right? That's like really gotten a negative connotation, this idea of, you know, I follow another shiny object and then I get lost there. It's actually amazing to have shiny object syndrome because it shows that your embodiment, your connection, your intuitive tool takes you right to where your energy is at any given moment. So one of the playful tools to really amplify skip energy is to create your own metal detector or shiny object detector. So I invite readers to go through their days and pretend that you have a metal detector. And anytime you see something that interests you or that has a little bit of spark or a little bit of heat, just imagine that it goes, that you inside, you have a little detector that goes beep, 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 beep. And you can even say it out loud, beep, 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 beep. And when you do this, it's so silly, and people will say, what are you doing? And you can say, oh, I'm actually following my energy here. And it can be a great conversation starter.
And they roll their eyes, yes.
And they roll their eyes, and then, you know, then people are talking about play, which is great. But if you're going through your day with this idea of an internal detector that helps you see where your interest is, where you're being drawn to, what moves us is what moves us. And so being aware of what moves us emotionally is a superpower in terms of leaning into momentum. So I love the idea to invite people to go around in their day and say beep, beep, beep when they see something that makes them excited.
And so one of the points that you underscore in your book that you're talking about right now is that positive emotion serves as a really good guidance system. And why is that?
Well, I think that we are we're connected to our feelings. Of course, our feelings are where our intentions, our feelings are the place where our intentions move into alignment, and our emotions, our feelings, that tells us that we're moving in a right direction. And you know, if something doesn't feel good, we get to do something else. Momentum is really what manifesting is all about. It's staying out of stagnation, out of being stuck, and being pulled into that current. So one reason that play is so important and so valuable is because our emotions do elevate, you know, even if we're rolling our eyes or think it's silly. We're changing the little neurons in the snow globe of our consciousness. And waking up, and that is bringing us closer to these possibilities and opportunities that are there for us. Open our eyes.
Right. Well, you know, we don't want to skip a break here, but when we return, we're going to jump back in and talk about the final phase more with Marnie Makridakis when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman Financial Advisor at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with Marnie Makridakis, and she's the author of Hop, Skip, and Jump. And I loved the song that you brought us in with, Benny. That was a very nice use of the word jump.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I want to thank, since I'm ready for the Academies, I would like to thank iTunes. I'd like to thank you for having a show here at Transformation Talk Radio. All the list goes on, and all the small little people around me.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Was that good? Was my good acceptance speech? Was that all right?
Can you do an Australian accent?
All right. Let's do it. No, I'm not going to even try. I'm not a thespian like you guys.
We're having fun, but we're getting things done. We're being productive here because we are sharing some really important tools with Marnie. You know, Marnie, we talked about just a couple of the exercises in Hop and in Skip. Before we, you know, close out the show, we have to talk about the jump phase. And that's the one I need to hear more about. What are some of the approaches we can take to kind of loosen that up and become more effective in the jump stage?
Yeah, so the jump phase is really where that term playful portal really, really comes into its own, because in the jump phase, you're going to have to do things you don't want to do. Uh-huh. You know, when we reach resistance, when we're in the hop phase, then it's about, you know, let me see what's going on. Why do I have resistance? What can I let go of? What is this about? When you reach resistance in the skip phase, you say, oh, okay, well, let me just do something else instead.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But when you're really consciously making a commitment to being in the jump phase, when there is resistance, the piece is just to literally jump over it as if you're propelling your muscles over a puddle and jumping into it. You know, I said earlier, screw it, do it, is what the jump phase is all about. And so in order to make some of these unpleasant or scary or mundane or boring or overwhelming things more palatable, play is a way that can help us do that. And I've got a great example. Can I share one?
Please, please.
Absolutely. Okay, so one of the easiest ways to find a playful portal in the jump phase is to simply play with words. So I mentioned earlier, you know, the example of someone saying, oh, I haven't done the tutorials yet. Well, I'm thinking of a particular client, entrepreneurial client I had who was working on a project. And every week, I haven't done the tutorials.
Uh-huh.
And I say, well, obviously you haven't done the tutorials because listen to what your voice sounds
right.
like. So I said, what else can we call those things so that you no longer have that tutorial word in the vocabulary of this project? And so we came up with the playful word tulip oriole, which is so crazy.
Say that again. What did you come up with?
Tulip oriole.
Tulip oriole. Okay.
Yeah. And I said, well, what might tulip orioles be? And she sort of thinks I'm crazy. I said, no. What if this was tulip orioles? What would you do?
Uh-huh.
What would that mean? And she says, well, I don't know. Maybe I could tiptoe through the tasks. Maybe I could get myself some flowers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe I could get some artificial tulips and put them on my computer so that I know I'm having a tulip oriole date with myself.
Uh-huh.
And so she went out and got some tulips, put them on her computer, and all of a sudden, yes, she still had to do the tutorials. They didn't go away.
Uh-huh.
But just thinking of it as tulip orioles, it was silly. It was whimsical. It was It was playful, and it changed the energy. And the very next week, yes, she had done the tulip oil.
Good for her. So
sometimes just finding that way to think of something in a slightly different way, and playing with words. And in the jump phase, I give a lot of different ways to play with words and turn one word of a dreaded task into something else, whether it's with rhyme or alliteration, playing some word games to uncover a playful portal.
Right. And I mean, I think about some tasks that we have that, you know, we have a hard time thinking of them as pleasant until we have completed them, like, you know, taxes, whether we have a business of our own or, you know, we're an employee somewhere, we have to file a tax return. How do we make that kind of jumping fun?
Yeah. So, again, I mean, we can start with anything that a playful portal. It could be with words. I actually did this with somebody about our taxes just a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
And we came up with the word PAX, which, of course, means peace. And so she created a PAX parade for herself instead of doing her taxes. She made it be a ritual for inner peace, and that changed the energy of what her taxes were about. You can also bring a toy into it as a metaphor. You know, it's fun to ask somebody, you know, what's an activity or a toy that you really enjoyed as a kid? And, of course, that varies from person to person.
Sure,
one person
sure.
that might say, you know, I love to play jacks, and someone else might say, I love to swing on a swing set. And someone else says, I played with my dolls and played dress up. And then look at this dreaded task through that lens. What if taxes were a spirograph? What if taxes were an etch-a-sketch? What do you see when you look at it that way? And it can be really cool what you can uncover to find just a slightly different entrance into it.
So, Marnie, putting all these things together, hop, skip, and jump, do you have a message for our listeners about the purpose of this and the value in taking this approach?
I think the piece that I'd really love for people to explore, more of us to explore in our own life, is the value of play, is the value of these playful portals. Play isn't just an activity. Play is a state of mind. Mm. It's a place that brings us to presence, to that spontaneous, alive place where we all were when we were kids. And now we're just great big kids running around this world. And play is a way that we really amplify our creativity and touch what made us ourselves in the very beginning of our lives. Play is something that children do without even trying. It's amazing to, you know, watch children or animals, and they just play so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And to really invite play as something important and valuable, and not just something that happens as a reward or as a result or after retirement or on the weekend,
right. But
that we deserve to feel that kind of pleasure. We deserve to elevate our experiences to be expressions of joy. I just think that the more we can talk about play, you know, it's as simple as even being in a social setting, and instead of the first go-to question being, what do you do? What kind of work do you do? What if more of us were asking each other, well, what lights you up?
Yes.
What do you do for fun? Indeed. What makes you come alive?
And
bringing more playful conversations forward. And, of course, walking around going beep, beep, beep will lend itself to that.
That's the key word right there.
Yes, beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep,
right,
beep,
right.
Beep.
Well, Marnie, I've so appreciated you joining us here today. And, again, your website is artellaland.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And, you know, I really do love this book, and I'm going to be playing more of these exercises. Notice I said play. And the book, again, is entitled Hop, Skip, Jump, 75 Ways to Playfully Manifest a Meaningful Life. Thank you, Marnie, for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Christine. Thank you, Benny. Thanks so much.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, it has been. And it's been a joy to have you join us here today. Talk to you again next time.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey.
Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.